ইনস্টিটিউশন নেম অহংকার বিমুরান দ্য মোর উই গেট মেটেরিয়াল পজিশন আর ফলস ইগোটিজম ইনক্রিজ মোর পাওয়ারফুল অড্ডোহম অভিযান অস্মি কোস্তি মম সমান দিজ আর ডিসক্রিপ্ট 16 chapter. Wait, what is the meaning of this ahamkara? Because bhimuratma, that I have got this motor car, I have got this property, but within a second it can be finished. There is another superior law. That he forgets. He sees, actually, but he forgets. That is called bhimuratma. He's seeing everyone. Of course, our time and nature's time is different. So many Hitler, so many Napoleon, so many Gandhi, so many Jawaharlal came and gone. But they do not see. Prasanna pina pasyati. If they are seeing, actually, still they do not see, blind. In India, the Mohammedans came, they ruled over, where the Mughal? The Englishmen came, where they? Everything gone. Prasanna pina pasyati. This is called bhimurāt. That is going on. Material civilization means ahankara bhimura. By false egotism, they are bewildered and rascals. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has translated this that jarabhidyasa mayar boihav. All these material advancement of civilization is the paraphernalia of Maya. Because you cannot enjoy it. But you are thinking, I possess so much, I possess so much. He will not be allowed to enjoy. But he still, therefore, all these material possessions are the paraphernalia of Maya. So, what is wrong there? The wrong is this. Jarabhidyasa mayara vaibhav tomara bhajane badha. They are hindrances for advancement of Krishna consciousness. And that is the aim of human life, that you forget them. So, tomara bhajane badha. Anitya samsare mohajanmaya. The result is that he becomes more attached to this temporary world and remains the rascal. Because without being rascal, nobody comes in this material world to enjoy. As soon as anyone has come to this material world, he is a rascal. কৃষ্ণ ভলিয়াজি ভগবান ছা করে পাশে তে মায়া থাকি অপকিয়া
শ্রী প্রভুপাদ ইন সাম পার্টস অফ দ্য বাইবেল ইট ডিসক্রাইবস হাউ থিংস ওয়্যার বিইং ক্যারিড আউট এন্ড দে সে দ্যাট দ্য অ্যাক্টিভিটিজ ওয়্যার গোইং অন অ্যাকর্ডিং টু দ্য উইল অফ গড ডাজ দ্যাট মিন দ্যাট দেয়ার ওয়াজ আ গড কনশাস সিভিলাইজেশন দেন
অ্যাক্টিভিটিজ দ্য অ্যাক্টিভিটিজ আর গোইং অন দ্য সান ইজ রাইজিং বাই দ্য উইল অফ গড দ্য মুন ইজ রাইজিং বাই দ্য উইল অফ গড You are being punished by the will of God.
But they describe that people were worshipping and that children were being born. Children were being born according to God's will.
Yes.
It's described in certain parts.
Yes, children would be born. If you are if the child is sinful, then it will go to the womb of mother, who will kill him. Yes, sir? By the will.
But
he should be punished. One who has used contraceptive and abortion method And by the will of God, he'll enter another mother, and the mother will kill him.
But the Bible, it indicates...
No, you see, try, understand, you are very good Bible quoter. Try to understand each and every. See?
Yes.
Simply you go on quoting, but understand what is that quotation. It is by the will of God. You have committed sinful life by contraceptive method. Now you enter in the womb of another mother and be killed. That is Bible.
So what is described there is not was not actually God consciousness, or
it is God consciousness, if you understand it. That I am now being punished by the will of God. I have done sinful activity. That is God.
God gives what everyone wants. If they desire that, they get that.
You wanted this punishment, therefore you get it.
People are thinking that the punishment is something worse than this, that this is very nice. We can live here and be happy, and the punishment is in hell.
That is the nature of the living being, that he is happy by nature, because he is part and parcel of Krishna, Satchidananda Vigra. So ananda is nature, but he is trying to find out nature in sinful life. Therefore he is being punished. That he does not.
So that's his ignorance.
That is ignorance. His nature is to become happy. He is happy. Happy. Just like our natural position is we are healthy. Nature has made this body. But we create a situation that we become ill, sick. And at that time you see, I'm infected, I've been contaminated, go to the doctor. Injection. But the natural life is no disease.
Yes.
Otherwise, but you create a situation, that will become disease.
Otherwise it wouldn't be called disease, because it would be normal to be sick. But disease means abnormal.
Normal life means no sickness.
Yes.
And as soon as there is sickness, that means punishment. So if you want to be punished, then violate the hygienic laws. You can see that there is hospital and medical and treatment and medicine for whom?
Sick people.
No, for the human society. Not for the bird's beast, but they follow nature's law. But these rascals violate nature's law and suffer.
What about for the devotees, Srila Prabhupada? Sometimes they are very sick, and so many...
Devotees, to become devotees is not so cheap thing. Don't think that because you have got a tilak, you have become devotee. Why do you think like that?
Sorry, Prabhupada.
That popular thagre, you are kolir chala, nake tilak golayamal. Here is another follower of Koli. He has got tilak, and mala. Saj bhajan kachan mamu sangale parer wala. He is worshipping bhajan, taking another's wife. Saj bhajan kachan mamu sangale parer wala. Yehuta at Kolicha. Here is a servant of Koli. Simply, he has changed his dress with tilak and mala. If you take tilak and mala and do all nonsense things, then you are not a devotee. You are called chala. So become a devotee is not so easy thing.
Devotee means perfect.
Oh, yes. Devotee means sagunan samatitta yetan brahma bhuya kalpa. He is above this earth, material law. That is devotee. Brahma bhuya kalpa. He is in the Brahma state. That is devotee. That means how is it? Because I have got a tilak and mala, I become devotee. This kind of cheating will not do.
And in this modern age, this cheating is very
prevalent. Modern or old. Anyone who is a conditioned soul, he has got cheating propensity. Four defects. One of them is the cheating propensity.
Yes. But the mental stage in this age is very strong. Mental. They think mentally they have found the solution.
That they can do.
But
within mind you can think, I have become emperor of the world. That you can do.
Yes.
Who can check it? Well, that is not the actual fact.
That is the characteristic.
That is mental concoction.
Yes.
Within mind you can think, I have become the proprietor of the banks, all the banks. Mad man. It's a mad.
They have so many philosophies, but it's all mental.
All mental. We say, therefore, don't say philosophy, we say mental faculty. Philosophy means tattva-darshini. That is described. Tattva-darshini. One has seen the truth, he is philosophy. And who is hovering in the mental concoction platform, he is a rascal. I think, you say, they're all European philosophy.
I believe.
In my opinion, he's a rascal and he is giving his opinion.
Prabhupada, are the laws of karma written?
The laws of karma is, you touch fire, your finger will burn. This is law. You cannot avoid it.
They're so complicated though. Are they actually written?
That is, this is the law of karma. If you do something which is forbidden, then you suffer. This is law of karma. Or yunya. Both good and bad. That is law of karma. Either you take the result good or the bad.
To a devotee, it is very clear, the laws of karma. He sees how that God, Krishna, is just.
Devotee means tattva-darshi. He has seen the real truth. Devotee means who follows Krishna. So Krishna is giving the real truth. See, if you take, then you are devotee. If you don't take, you are non-devotee.
So what is the role of mercy? What is the role of mercy if one takes or doesn't
mercy
take?
Mercy means, suppose you are a devotee, unknowingly or by some bad habit you have done something wrong, that is excused. But if you intentionally do that, I am devotee, Krishna will excuse me, then you are rest.
That's the greatest offense.
Yes. Cheating. Cheating Krishna. Cheating Krishna is no business. That is to be punished. You cannot cheat Krishna. But if by accident, knowingly, unknowingly, have done something which is not good, that is excuse. Sapadam ulanga bhajatam priyas. If you are actually, because you have given so much service to Krishna, you have become very dear to him, so unknowingly you have done commutation, excuse. Bhajatam priyasa, this word is used. You must have to become very dear to him. Then, if you accidentally commit something, that is excuse.
What does unknowingly mean, Sri?
Unknowingly means, suppose you are a smoker. Now you have given up everything. But in the association of some smoker, you let me be smoke. Then you regret, I have done this. It can happen. So that is excuse. But if you think, now I am a devotee of Krishna, I can smoke like anything, and everything will be excused, then you are arrested.
also Srila Prabhupada, we are knowing that we are so sinful and we are so rascals, but having the opportunity of association of pure devotee and Krishna, that's also mercy.
Yes.
Because we can see that we are, our hearts are not clean. And we are constantly thinking of Maya, we are constantly...
Education. Yes.
And it's this like is mercy.
You are
this
being
is
educated,
mercy.
Not that 7% mark you are getting, but because you are trying to be educated.
Trying.
So, that is also good. That is also good.
Therefore, the association is most
important. Oh, yes, very important. So that if I commit some mistake, I will regret. Oh, my other associates, he will come to me. That chance you will get.
So we pay a little attention to Krishna, but Krishna gives us a lot of attention.
Oh, yes.
That is
if
mercy.
You give, if you go forward Krishna one step, he comes forward 10 steps.
Yes, he runs.
Yes. That is his mercy.
That is mercy.
Yes.
I just read on one of the pages of that Bhagavatam where you said in a purport that Krishna desires that we go back home a lot more strongly than we desire to go back home.
Therefore he comes. He is very anxious to take back his sons back to home. That's like father. If he sees my son is suffering there, leaving home, he tries to get him back.
Unfortunately, we don't even desire.
Therefore your madness.
But the materialist will say, Srila Prabhupada, that if he is actually wanting us to go back, then why is he causing suffering?
He
if he wants us to come to back home to God,
you are suffering. He says, come back. You don't go.
Because he's given you freedom. And this is
he says, my dear boy, sarvadhanman puritta jimavengsama, but you don't do. You must suffer. It is your creation, suffering. You must suffer.
They say if he is all loving, why is he...
Loving, but I love you, I say that do this. If you don't do it, then...
It's reciprocal.
Yeah, you must suffer.
So the suffering is his mercy also.
Yeah. Suffering, when he will be purified. Yeah. Suffering is the process of purification.
And part of his laws. It's within his laws.
You have infected some disease, you suffer, then the... Vena circles will go out by suffering.
So the pure devotee is Satchidananda Vigraha.
Yeah.
So this question of freedom of jiva and control of Krishna, that this, there is freedom but at the same time there is no freedom, is a very fine line between the two that sometimes we do not understand.
But why don't you understand? Just like you belong to a free nation, the America. Does it mean you are free to do anything and everything?
There's a limited freedom.
Yes.
There's a fine line between this freedom...
Freedom
you say, I belong to this free nation. Then, yes, you are free. But that does not mean that you can do anything and everything.
Take that example of the habit. So someone is smoking out of habit. So again, so is he free in that smoking or is it... Or is it, surrendered his freedom?
These things are very common. Just like in your country, the government has written on the cigarette box that it is harmful to health. But if you still smoke, at your risk, do it.
So freedom, you can smoke, but you can not avoid suffering from the result. You have to suffer.
Yes.
This is the law.
This is the law.
You smoke. And you cannot smoke outside the laws. You cannot smoke...
It is already warning is there that if you smoke you suffer. And if you still do that, you suffer. What can we say? Common sense.
The freedom is always there, minute independence.
Minute.
Freedom with responsibility.
Yeah.
Just like they say that you have the freedom to yell there's a fire in a theater. But you don't.
How many examples are there?
Yes.
Freedom is there. But you are not absolutely free to do whatever you like.
Because of the stringent laws of nature. Yeah,
because you are small. Like a children. He has got freedom playing. But when he is doing something wrong, father, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. But if he does it, even his children, if he is child, he will suffer. He cannot say, I'm child, I did not know father. That does not matter. You must suffer. You must suffer, even though you are child.
And Srila Prabhupada...
Father takes care, mind your child, don't do this, don't touch fire. But still he touches, he must suffer. The fire will not excuse because he is child. That is not possible.
Srila Prabhupada?
Nature's law is lacked.
This idea of freedom and independence, is it possible for anyone theoretically to surrender to Krishna at any time?
Yes.
So, let's say someone is in a very degraded condition of life, modes of ignorance, passion, and their mind is always disturbed. Is surrender to Krishna, is it possible that it can be independent even of the mind? In other words, let's say someone's
mind
is...
You are independent of the mind always. It is your mind. You are not minds.
Yes.
Then you are independent of mind, always.
So even a person merged in the mode of ignorance can, by some good fortune, surrender to Krishna?
No good fortune. God, Krishna says, you do it, you do it.
So the instance of...
Here, immediately become fortunate. There is no question of waiting for becoming fortunate. You become fortunate immediately. Suppose if I say, take this bag, $100,000, you can take it. Immediately become this bag. Why don't you take it?
How does Kripa Siddhi work, Srila Prabhupada? Kripa Siddhi, how does that work?
Kripa Siddhi means that you are not willing to take this bag. I say, take it, take it, take it. Go. That is you. Even if you are unwilling, I give you in your pocket, pussy. That is good.
We should not wait for that.
Individual's freedom, when he is ignorant, is not really freedom because it's completely under
and
the control.
And when he gets the money,
no problem,
and he spends it, and he sees my poverty is gone, then he becomes thankful. Yes. Oh, it is so merciful that he has given me this.
The individual freedom, when he is in the mode of ignorance, is completely under the laws of material nature. When the individual makes spiritual advancement...
Freedom means, we should always know, our freedom is limited.
Limited, yes.
We are not because the absolute.
Yes.
So how you can... Your freedom can be absolute.
Yes. So the karmi thinks his freedom is limited to thinking, am I going to eat this meat, rare or well done? That is the sort of freedom he is getting.
No, you have to...
Completely ignorance.
Just like a thief.
Yes.
He just has got the conscience, where shall I steal?
This or this?
This or this. But he knows that if I do it, I shall be punished.
Yes. Yes, but when an individual spirit... Is that actual freedom, though?
Huh?
Is that freedom? I mean, is this spirit soul implicated? I have already said that he cannot have absolute freedom. No. No, but is his spirit soul implicated in that decision in any way? Or is it just the modes of nature working, well, I'll take this instead of that?
What is that?
Is the spirit soul implicated in that decision? Or
what is that
decision? Let's say I'll go to the cinema or I'll go to the restaurant. So is the spirit soul implicated in that decision in any way? Or is it simply the three modes of material nature working?
I do not follow. What is your...
There's a situation. Either I'll go to the cinema or I'll go to the restaurant. So is the spirit soul...
Both of them are sinful.
Yes. So how is the spirit soul... involved? Is the spirit soul choosing, or is the decision already made by his karma?
Made by modes, material nature.
Karma. You can make your... You are doing that. Karma you are creating every moment by desire. Karma is, what is that? Thinking, feeling, willing. You think of something, then you do it. That means you create your karma. You are thinking that I shall go to the cinema, then you go. That is karma.
The question is choice.
Yeah, that is choice. That choice. Is desire.
comes out of
that thought, bhakti means you shall not desire anything except to serve Krishna.
Yeah.
Then you are safe. Because you are desiring so many things for your sense gratification, you are becoming impure.
Yes. So the point is that...
Just like a good child, he has decided, I shall do only what my father says. Then he is safe. And as soon as he misuses his independent little illness, he is complicated. So decide like that, that I shall not do anything which is not ordered by Krishna. Then it is all right. Otherwise, I'll suffer. Annamilasita sunnam. Make it zero. Burn yourself. Anukullena Krishna Anasaram. Simply do, act what Krishna says. Then you are safe.
And therefore,
why don't you do that? That is also independence. And misusing independence. And misusing. Then you must suffer. The government says, do according to the law. And then you are safe. Government will give you all protection. And if you violate law, you must suffer.
So take it that there is a man, Srila Prabhupada, who is not very learned in Shastra, but he only simply does what his guru tells him.
A child, does he require learning? When the father says he do it, does he require any university education?
No.
He's my father, that's all.
Not a priya do not know Shastras. They know unworthy devotion.
No, that is the nature. A child generally abides by the orders of his parents. They're playing. Their parents are, don't do it! Sit down! Immediately. That is the nature. So why don't you break your nature? That my duty is to carry out the order of the Supreme Father. Then you are safe.
And when you carry out that order, you fully surrender, then you enjoy full freedom.
Yes, that is
that
full
is
freedom.
That is the freedom.
Yes, that is freedom.
That is absolute freedom.
Full freedom means to be under the order of the Supreme. That is full.
That is the point.
That is full freedom.
The cinema or restaurant is not freedom. It's completely conditioning under the laws of material nature. But fully surrendered, so he's fully free.
And if you simply, even if you want to go to cinema...
But he's still responsible for going.
And if you ask, Father, I used to see more cinema. If Father says, all right, let's go. That is not safe. But you go in your own will, that is safe. Tena taktena bhanjita.
Sometimes it's difficult as devotees for us to know whether we're doing the right thing or whether we're just speculating.
And that's why you have to consult your guru.
Yes.
It's because we are not surrendered.
But even in small things, just day-to-day activities.
It's not a small thing. Everything big thing. What is yours?
I've discovered, Srila Prabhupada, the way to do that, of course, is to read your books.
Yes.
By reading your books and
that's
all
what
of
the books have. Yeah.
Even practical, everything practical.
But without attitude of devotion, nothing will work. Mm-hmm. Attitude of devotion must be there.
Attitude of devotion is there, otherwise why wants to come to our camp? But it must be properly utilized. It should not be misused. If you go to school and if you don't read books, then you'll fail in the examination.
But the attitude of devotion should be there every moment, so everything is very meaningful. Everything is a big thing. When we go out, we should realize
that
we're doing it for Krishna.
That is said, Manwana. Think of Krishna, he'll guide you. Very easy. Manvana. Always think of Krishna, then there is no question of falling. Manvana bhavamad bhakta madhyajimana namaskar. These four things, if strictly done, he's safe. all us think of Krishna, become his devotee, offering obeisances, manmana bhava madhyaji and worship him. This is deity worship. That will engage in all us in thinking and offering obeisances. And if we strictly follow only this, these four principles, mami vaishyasi asana, you are coming back to me without any doubt. But if you start thinking Krishna, you are thinking something else, planning something, missing something.
Then I was speaking to him 2 days ago. He says that he'll turn over that temple to us. He wants to meet you, so I'm going to call him to come and see you.
Yes.
He's a big talker, but I was flattering him, and I said, if you transfer it over to... He said, I'll do it when Prabhupada comes. So I'll tell him to come and see you today, and I told him if he transfers it over to us, then we can build better on the top. He has already built something downstairs, and we can make it a very beautiful temple. We call it Bhimsen.
Yes.
He wants to become famous, so I said everybody will know that you built a temple there.
So, it's a good idea.
Yes, the location is very good. It's right in the center. And they have Radha Krishna deities there. Plus they have Ram, Sita, Lakshman, Hanuman, which we can also worship.
Oh yes.
The only problem is they have Durga.
Durga also. We can worship, giving Durga the prasadam of Ram.
Okay. Yes, something can be worked on.
Not directly. If we can worship ordinary human being, why not Durga?
Yes.
But we give prasada. We should give. But don't tell all these things.
No, I didn't tell him anything.
We do not say that we do not believe in the demigods. No, we believe. But they're servants. That's all. We cannot make the servant as the master on the equal footing. That is all.
Sure.
We worship Durga. Trishti sthiti palaya sadhana shakti reka chai va bhuvanani vivarti Durga. Now what is the function? Icchana rupabhimi jasyata chishtati sa govindana. She is acting by the desire of the Supreme Lord Govinda.
Better than we are and should be worshipped.
Huh?
Better devotee than we are and should be worshipped.
Oh yes.
As a devotee.
Yes. As a devotee.
Yes.
Just like we say, Prabhu. Prabhu is your master. So, because you are devotee, we accept it as master. Master means I am ready to serve you. Because you are devotee. I am your servant. Dasa, 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 anu dasa. Because you are devotee, I am prepared to serve you. Otherwise not.
So the demigods sometimes forget their positions?
Yeah. Why you are serving me? If I had been an ordinary person, why? You would not know. Because you accept that you are devotee, therefore you serve. So as soon as we find a devotee, immediately serve. Chariya Vaishnava Seva Nistar Peche Keva. Without serving a devotee, who can be any better?
Yes.
That is our duty.
Yes.
So we can serve the devotee.
Srila Prabhupada, why is...
Prahlad Maharaj was offered whatever he liked, he said. He said, no, no, I don't want anything. Please engage me in the service of your servant. He rejected everything. He simply said, Nijadasya Jehovah, kindly engage me in the service of your servant. That is what.
Srila Prabhupada,
he did not want even direct service. He engaged me in your service, he did not say.
No.
He said, engage me in your servant service.
So if we see people in the world as potential devotees, we should also serve them so they can become good devotees.
That is not service, that is mercy.
Oh.
One is potential devotee, to show him mercy, develop him to become a devotee. That is mercy. That is not service. Service can be rendered to the higher person.
Yes.
And to the lower person, you can show your mercy.
Oh, that's a good distinction.
Question is answered.
That's said in Upadeshamrita.
Yes. One who is lower than you, he requires your mercy, you give him mercy. And who is higher than you, give him service. Not that Vivekananda. That everyone service. No, service to the higher person. And to the lower person, mercy.
Yes. Someone asked me the other day if I knew Swami.
And equal person, friendship.
Yeah.
With equal, friendship.
Hmm.
With higher, service. And with lower, mercy.
And envious, ignore.
Yes, ignore. Leave time. You go to hell. Don't mind.
Somebody asked me the other day if I knew Swami Vivekananda. I said, Viveka who? He said, do you... Vivekananda is very famous in the West, do you know him? I said, Viveka who? I have never heard him.
They've made some propaganda.
That's Guru Das's trick.
So, Prabhupada, if one serves the higher devotees and shows compassion to less advanced devotees, then where is the question, say, for a position of an advanced devotee is feeling himself to be the lowest? So is that distinction still there of higher and lower? If he's feeling himself to be the lowest?
He does not feel that. He's... He takes sympathy, that here is a person, he can be a devotee, so let me raise him to the standard. He does not think that he is lowest. Devotee always thinks that he is lower than the worm. But it is the duty. It is the duty. It does not mean that he is thinking, I am higher. No.
That's again mercy.
Much.
In other words, he doesn't consider that he's advanced and that therefore he's showing mercy to lower.
Yeah. He is always thinking, I am lower than the one, but Lord Krishna wants, so let me do something.
That is our occupation, to show mercy to us.
Yeah.
And amongst devotees, God brothers, an advanced devotee is one who sees that everybody is serving Krishna so nicely, so let me assist them.
Yeah.
Let me facilitate their service.
Yeah. Therefore we say Prabhu. Prabhu means you are my master. Please order me. What can I do for you?
Yeah.
That should be it. That Gurudas Prabhu, please come here and brush my shoes. What kind of Prabhu? He should say, Gurudas Prabhu, can I brush your shoes? I read his ears. Not that Gurudas Prabhu, come here and brush my shoes. other devotees, they do not come for morning class.
For the walk?
Not for walk. At least we shall hold morning class or not.
Oh, yes. Please. Of course, few devotees are staying at the hotel here.
There is a program tonight if you would rather. There is a program this evening going out, the Rotary Club.
If you would rather just give class
this evening. That's okay.
I regularly hold morning class anyway. So that morning class is not going to be held here.
In the temple we have it, they had it this morning.